and again, in the egoic state, love gets entangled in form. So you think you need only this form you love, not realizing that true love is the recognition of the formless in the other, which is the recognition of yourself in the other. And that is inseparable from looking upon the other in stillness, without a form arising and saying, this is who she is or what she is. And if forms still arise in your mind, recognize it's only a thought, it's not who that human being is. And then, what beauty if you can recognize the formless in form. And first you can recognize it in natural things very easily, much more easily, because natural things are less challenging than humans. Humans were natural once, but now they have become whatever. The world of nature you approach first of all and relate through stillness and presence more and more. And then gradually you bring it into human relationships. Easy with humans you meet for the first time, let them be. And as you're listening, vital to be able to listen to another human. It doesn't mean that the words, all your attention is on the words when you listen. We're only listening almost as an analogy. There is a field of attention, of still attention that flows out towards that human being. One could say, you give him or her space. And then that person may be speaking, words arise in the space, but you are there as the spaciousness that allows the words to come. You are there as a field of aware presence. And then words may come out of your mouth suddenly. And that's very different from so-called normal human interaction that is all completely mind-dominated. To be still with another human being while you listen and sense yourself as the awareness while you listen. So some of your attention is on the words and some of your attention is, now with challenging humans, get into your body so that you can be present with your entire energy field. Every cell of the body is present as you listen. Because humans can be very challenging. They want, because if they are dominated by mind, they want you to contribute to their mental structures, the drama, whatever it is. Their pain body may be active. Everybody here probably knows about pain body, which is another way of identifying with form,